It's new. It's amazing. It's Prell, P-R-E-L-L, Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prell brings you The Life of Riley. Prell, the shampoo that removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes and leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, today has been one of Chester A. Riley's bad days. At the aircraft plant this morning, he sat down on a hot rivet. At lunch, he was thrown out of the restaurant for tilting the pinball machine. Coming home on the bus, he got into an argument, dared another passenger to take a poke at him, and she did. And when he arrived home, he picked up his son's junior's high school newspaper and received the most shattering blow of the day.
Peg. Peg, look at this.
What's wrong?
Just look at this picture.
Oh, that's the new swimming pool at the school.
And there's that four flusher, Farrington Bidwell, taking the bows for it. Read what it says there.
Let's see. Farrington K. Bidwell, prominent realtor and school benefactor, affectionately known to all as FKB, surveys completed swimming pool as grateful students cheer. Why, that's not fair. After all the nights you put in working on that pool, you should be in that picture, too.
Oh, I'm in the picture all right here, near the diving board.
Why, that's a lump of concrete.
That's my head. I was at the bottom putting on the finishing touches when that Bidwell gave the signal to snap the picture so he could hog all the credit. That's the way it always is. There's always one hog pushes himself in front of the others.
Yes, you deserve to be standing right beside him.
Thanks, Dumplin. At least you appreciate what I am.
Well, don't they mention you in the article at all?
No, it's all FKB this, FKB that. And I'm the one that's really responsible for this pool. When the school board ran out of money in the middle, who volunteered to help finish the pool? Was it FKB? No, it was C-A-R.
Well, Mr. Bidwell did do something, didn't he? See, it says here, FKB generously rented the school a cement mixer at no profit.
Big-hearted Charlie.
And furthermore, did not charge anything for the operator.
Sure, I was the operator. Honest, he didn't do a thing.
But he was chairman of the committee.
But I did the work. What a phony. Riley, he said, we've got a big job ahead. But with your brawn and my brain, we'll do it. So every night I'd be at the bottom of that pool using my brawn, and he'd sit around on his brains watching me.
Worry about it, dear. At least you have the satisfaction of knowing that you...
Hi, Pop.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, you're here. My fine, loyal children. You and your friends. Your ungrates.
Oh, you saw the school paper. Gee, that was a mean trick, Daddy. All the kids know you did the work. And just today they were saying they ought to do something for you.
Yeah, a lot of good that does me.
Well, it couldn't be helped, Pop. Beverly Bidwell wrote the story.
Bidwell's kid?
Yeah, she's the editor.
Oh, well, now I get it. Ain't that just like that phony Bidwell? His own kid's the editor, see? So he forces her to write a lot of lies about what a great guy he is. That's the lowest thing I ever heard of. Junior, why couldn't you be editor? Peg, that's the modern generation for you. No thanks, strictly for themselves.
Will you please stop brooding about that pool? Here's a letter for you. It came today.
Hmm? Oh, this ain't for me. It's for some guy named Esquire.
It's for you. Read it again.
Where? Oh, Chester A. Riley, Esquire. Say, Peg, why do they put that Esquire on there for?
Well, it means sort of, well, a gentleman.
Who in this town thinks I'm a gentleman?
Well, the return address says Joe Myers.
Joe Myers? Oh, yeah, the insurance agent. He's the guy who told me that life insurance policy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, if he thinks he's going to nick me from Orange... Oh.
What did he say?
Sincerest congratulations on your coming birthday and many happy returns of the day.
from the Acme Life Insurance Company to policyholder 146738. Well, now, isn't that sweet? Remembering my birthday.
Oh, they remember all their flying.
And it is the hope of the Acme Life Insurance Company that you enjoy good health and a long life. A very long life. Sincerely, Joe Myers. Well, it just goes to show. Here's a strange company that insures me. They're glad I'm alive. But my own kids don't even know I was born. I noticed they didn't send me no card.
Well, your birthday's not till Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. Defend them. They'll probably ignore it, just like they ignored what I'd done on that pool.
Oh, stop building it up, Riley. They remember your birthday every year, and they won't forget it this year.
Well, they better not. And just to make sure, I'll drop a few hints and remind them.
Oh, for goodness sake, don't remind them the way you did last year.
Well, what did I do last year?
You sent your name in to Uncle Don's Kitty Hour.
So what? All he did was say over the air, "Happy birthday to little Chester A. Riley." And luckily, the kids were home and they heard it.
Sure, they were home. You hid their shoes.
Look, I've got my care collection box. And guess how much money I collected in 2 days?
$10?
What, 10? Nothing. 28.
You're kidding, Junior.
On the level, you see?
That's wonderful.
How much did you collect in your class?
57. I'm going to try and double my quota. You know, we even picked out a city in France where the care food bags will be sent to. Our French teacher came from there.
Well, hey, can you do that?
Well, sure. I checked with the local office.
Say, you think we ought to hit Pop for a care contribution?
Of course. Daddy will be glad. Oh, no. We better not say anything about it. Don't forget Mr. Bidwell's chairman of the care committee, and you know how Daddy feels about him.
Yeah, he might blow his top. Oh, say, Babs, I always forget. What does CARE stand for exactly?
Oh, well, those are the initials. C-A-R-E. Cooperative for American Remittances to Europe.
Well, lots of people ask, and I... Hey, watch it. Here's Pop.
Oh, here you are, kid.
Oh, remember, don't say anything.
Hey, what are you two whispering about here?
Oh, nothing, Pop.
What do you mean, nothing? I seen you with your... Oh. You're getting your little head together on something, huh? That I know what for.
Oh, no, Pop. It was nothing special.
Oh, now, you wouldn't kid your daddy, would you?
Oh, really? We were all...
It couldn't be that you're planning a little surprise for someone. Someone you love like crazy.
Well, no. Mom doesn't like surprises.
I don't know what you're talking about, Daddy.
Well, look, I'll give you a little hint. What happened 39 years ago?
Well, how should I know? I wasn't around then.
You bet you weren't. And if it hadn't happened, you wouldn't be around now either. Now, look, I'll give you one more chance. What's today?
Thursday.
Uh-huh. And what comes after Thursday?
Friday.
Uh-huh. And what comes after Friday?
Saturday.
Uh-huh. Now, we're getting somewhere. Now, listen careful. This is the crucial question. What comes after Saturday?
What's Sunday? And after Sunday's Monday, and after...
I did ask you that! What? Get back to Sunday.
Well, gee whiz, Pop. What is it anyway? Say it.
I'll give you one more chance.
What's the matter, Pop? You got a toothache?
Yeah.
Hey there, Riley.
Oh, hello, Gillis.
Taking the air, pal?
Yeah.
What's eating you?
Oh, my kids. They forgot all about my birthday next Sunday. And I hinted my head off, too. You know what I said to them?
How should I know? I ain't the type of snoopy guy goes around eavesdropping on his next-door neighbor.
You don't know how embarrassed I felt standing there hinting to them.
Yeah, and you were a terrible toothache.
Gillis, you heard.
Well, it was an accident. You see, at that particular moment, my wife happened to stop talking. A thing like that might not happen again in a lifetime.
Believe me, Gillis, it hurts to find out your own kids don't even know you were born.
That's the modern generation for you. No appreciation, no gratitude.
You go through agony giving birth to them.
Yeah. Oh, I had an awful time when my egg got born.
Well, my junior was no cinch. 12 hours in that waiting room. 3 nurses I had to have.
From the day they're born, you slave and struggle to feed them and clothe them.
Don't thank you, kid, for being a father.
Believe me, a bachelor is much better off. Especially the ones without kids.
Well, after all, you do get some pleasure out of kids. Babs knits me socks, and Junior, we have lots of fun together.
What fun?
Well, chasing fire engines or romping on the lawn together, and he brings in my newspaper every day.
But this, you need a kid. Get yourself a cocker spaniel.
No, I'm keeping Junior.
You're too sentimental, Riley. With me, nothing can excuse a kid for getting the old man's birthday.
Don't worry, I ain't gonna forgive that. Ungrates, that's what they are.
Now you're talking sense. I'm a great guy for facing the ugly facts about your kids.
Yeah, but it's so depressing.
Yeah. What you need is some relaxation.
Yeah, let's go down bowling. No, I can't. I promised Junior I'd take him to the movies tonight.
Ignore him. Did he remember your birthday?
That's right. Only, it ain't till next Sunday.
Beat him to the punch. Ignore him now.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll do better than that. I'll leave him a little note. Give him a little hint why I'm standing him up. That'll learn him.
That's the way to handle kids.
Only
what?
Well, still a couple of days to my birthday. Maybe you remember. After all, a father should have faith in his kid.
No, we gotta get tough with your kids. Come on, write that up.
Well, here's his desk now. Where's the pencil?
Maybe in the drawer.
Oh, that kid's never got a pencil.
Look in that little box there.
Where? Oh, yeah. See? Holy smoke. 2, 4, 6, 11, 20, 20. Well, it's close to $30 in here.
What's that list there?
Let me see. Jerry J, $1. Joe K, $2. Margie B, 50 cents. Henry, $2.
Holy smoke, he's a bookie.
No, wait a minute. Look what it says on the box. Give a gift to C-A-R-E. Gillis! $6 for me.
You're nuts.
It's my birthday present, don't you see? He's getting all the kids to chip in. He said they wanted to do something for me on account of the pool. And this is it.
I don't believe it.
First says give a gift to C-A-R. That's me, Chester A. Riley, C-A-R.
Wait a minute. There's an E there. C-A-R-E. What's the E for?
Esquire. What's the matter, Yank? Chester A. Riley, Esquire. Oh, that darling boy. Collecting dough for my birthday. And to think that I doubted him. Ah, you see, Gillis, how easy it is to make a mistake? That's you, Junior?
Yeah, Pop, it's me.
Oh, you darling child. I wasn't going to let on I knew, but I just got to tell you how proud I am of you. Well,
proud of me?
Yes.
Well, gee, that's swell. What did I do?
What did he do? He says, oh, you're a great little actor, but you can't fool Chester A. Riley, Esquire. I accidentally found a box of money.
Box?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the gift fund?
Yeah. I'm so thrilled. Oh, Junior.
Well, stop kissing me.
Oh, son, it's wonderful of you, but you really shouldn't have done it. Working so hard just for...
I don't mind, Pop. Can you think of a better cause?
Why, sure, you could be giving all this dough to... Or maybe you could give it to... Keep up the good work, son. Nobody deserves it more.
That's why it's so easy to collect. My whole class is chipping in.
Your whole class?
Why, sure. And Babs' in senior class, too. We got our regular system. We hand out these little cards. Look.
Let me see. Give a gift to C.A. Why, Junior, this is brilliant. Special cards. Can I have a few of them?
Why, sure, if you want.
No, I'd like to send them to some of my stingy friends. They need a hint like this to come across.
Well, take as many as you like.
Well, I'll just take 50. I'll send them... Of course, it ain't really ethical for me to ask for the dough, huh?
Oh, why not? The main thing is to raise a lot of cash.
Sure, why not? As long as we're doing it, let's do it big.
Oh, Junior, did you see
it? Oh, my little Babsy!
Babsy, stop kissing me.
No, Babsy, I had you all wrong, Babsy. I know all about the gift fund.
Oh.
And I'm so proud of you and Junior and your wonderful friends. You know what I'm going to do? I'm throwing a big barbecue party on Sunday for everybody. That is, everybody that kicked in with dough.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Daddy.
Well, it's the least I can do. And you can hand over the dough right there in front of everybody. Okay?
Why, it's a swell idea, Pop.
Yeah. Oh, the kids will love it.
Well, I'll see you later, Pop.
Well, wait a minute, Junior. Well, where are you going? It's supper time.
Well, I have to do some more collecting.
Uh-huh.
And when I tell the kids about the party, they'll shell out like crazy.
Well, in that case, go ahead, son. And don't you worry about supper. I'll eat your portion. Do you know what those sweet kids of ours are doing? They're collecting money.
Oh, I know, dear.
You know? Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I...
Hey, you know what I'm doing, Sunday? I'm throwing a big party for everybody who kicks in.
Why, that's fine, dear.
Well, you don't mind? It means work.
Oh, of course I don't mind.
And I'm sending out some of these cards to my friends, too. You know, every little bit helps.
You know, dear, I saved up $10 to buy a new hat, but I'm going to make my old one do. I'm donating the $10 to the fund.
Oh, Peggy. giving up your new hat, going around with a naked head, just to make someone else happy. Oh, Peggy.
Oh, really? Stop kissing me.
Oh, it's so wonderful. It's great to be alive.
Well, everybody's entitled to a hobby.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Hiya, Digger. I'm glad to see you. Oh, I feel great today.
Glad to see you anyway.
Well, where are you off to this morning, Digger?
I'm on my way to the weekly gathering of my gardening club, the UEPDPS.
UEPDPS?
The Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Digging and Planting Society.
Gardening's my hobby, too.
Ah, yes, but I find it most discouraging.
Oh.
Whenever I plant things, nothing comes up. I wonder if I'm planting them too deep.
Well, now you take carrots. You see, I put the seeds in 4 inches deep.
Oh, I've been going down 6 feet. Incidentally, I received your little card in the mail, Riley.
For the gift fund, Digger. I hope you ain't offended.
Why should I be? After all, we're the best of friends. I've got you at the top of my list. And for you, I'll be glad to kick in.
Well, thanks, Digger, and someday I'll kick in for you.
True. Of course, I can't contribute as much as I'd like to. Lately, business has fallen off. Very little turnover. And there's a strike at my establishment.
Oh, no kidding. Strike. Everybody walked out, huh?
Well, not everybody.
Well, why are you men striking?
It's about money and working conditions. They want longer hours and shorter people.
Digger, you're coming to my barbecue party this afternoon, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Barbecue. Watching hungrily as the host places a 5-pound beefsteak on the grill. Watching sadly as the fire immediately goes out under the beefsteak. Watching fascinatedly as the host cleverly revives the fire with a dash of gasoline.
Boom.
I adore hamburgers. They're so gay. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Great party, ain't it, Kate? Listen to them out there in a yard.
I've never seen so many kids.
Oh, they're having a wonderful time, and they love you, Dad.
Well, can I blame them?
These are sure going over there.
That set me back plenty, too, but it's worth it. Think of all the dough they collected. Hey, when are you going to make the presentation?
Well, we'll have to wait for Miss...
Up the door. More customers.
Good afternoon, Riley.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bidwell.
Who invited you?
Daddy, Mr. Bidwell's the chairman of the collection committee.
Well, sure, it was all his idea.
Bidwell?
I hate to take vows, you know, but in this case, I must admit it was all my doing.
Bidwell, you did this for... You got all the kids to chip in? Oh, Bidwell, darling.
Riley, stop kissing me.
For heaven's sake, Riley, what's the matter with you?
Oh, Bidwell, I never thought you'd... Here I've been going around telling people you're nothing but a selfish publicity hound. Can you ever forgive me?
Oh, forget it. Well, Junior, are we ready for the formal presentation?
I'm ready.
I got all the money right here in this bag, Mr. Bidwell.
Boy, what loot. It must weigh at least...
If you don't mind, Riley.
Oh, I'm sorry. You've got to make a speech first. I understand. Well, come on. What are we waiting for? Quiet! Kids, quiet, everybody, quiet. We're going to have the presentation. Quiet. Kids, I want to introduce to you your friend and mine, Farrington K. Bidwell, fondly known to this community as FKB.
My dear student.
I ain't finished yet.
I...
Ever since FKB came amongst our midst, we have had the highest confidence in this man. In fact, I will go so far as to say that in this community, FKB will always be our biggest confidence man.
Thank you, Riley. My dear young friends, we are gathered here today for a great and worthy cause.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
In giving our dollars and pennies, let us bear in mind what those dollars and pennies will buy. Food, overcoats, suits, shoes,
bowling ball, fishing rods, a camera.
Riley, this is no time for jokes.
Who's joking?
Think of the joy and happiness this money will bring as it is spread over battle-scarred Europe.
First, I'm spreading it over battle-scarred Los Angeles.
And now I call upon my young friend, Chester Riley, Jr., to announce the total amount and to make the formal presentation. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Well, yes, sir. We collected a total of $304.
Hooray!
And I have all the money right here in this sack.
Yeah, Pop, let it go.
Huh?
Riley, will you let it go?
So, on behalf of the student body, I officially present this money to Mr. Bidwell. Here you are, FKB.
Wait a minute. Why are you handing it to FKB? This money goes to CARE.
That's right, Riley. I'll turn it over to Care.
Care? What's he got to do with this?
Riley, for heaven's sake, will you...
Hand over that doll, Bidwell. Nobody's going to chip me. I can spell as well as the next guy.
But Riley...
Don't you try to pull a fast one. What do you think CARE stands for?
Cooperative for American Remittances to Europe.
Huh? You mean it don't stand for Chester A. Riley Esquire?
Of course not.
Oh, Riley, you didn't think this money was meant... Oh.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You didn't collect this for... It ain't on account of the pool. The pool that I sweated and slaved over night after night. Get me a lawyer! I've been robbed!
We'll be back in just a moment. Everywhere families are changing to Prel, Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. From Sterling, Massachusetts, Mrs. Charles Travis writes,
Just one trial, and my whole family switched to Prel. Now we all have that clean, radiant look. Regular shampoos have controlled unsightly dandruff, too. You can bet Prel's a steady with us.
Yes, you'll love Prel, too, once you see how Prel leaves hair radiantly lovely. Removes unsightly dandruff quickly. Your whole family will sing about...
P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy, too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo.
This is Riley, alias William Bendix. The Rileys are chipping in to send at least one care package overseas to hungry, desperate people. Don't you think it's a good idea? Good night.
Next week is National Pharmacy Week, dedicated this year to the fight against cancer. Procter & Gamble, makers of Prel shampoo, salutes the nation's pharmacists and their support of the fight to control cancer. Procter & Gamble invite you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Schiff. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. And remember, for radiantly clean, lovely hair, get the shampoo in the tube. P-R-E-L-L. Riley.